to conclude this segment of our conversation, you could just map out for us the seven steps so we have that in our mind, and then we can go into more detail when we reconvene.
Absolutely. Second step is to reinvest your investment returns. You do an investment, it makes money, don't spend the money. See, your AIP is like a pirate's treasure chest, man. You want to have this chest filled with money so that you can live off it for the rest of your life. Now, today, our pirate's treasure chest are things like accounts, there are statements, there are financial statements, there are the things we get from our mutual fund companies, our real estate holdings, but you want to keep reinvesting this money, just this 10%. This gets reinvested for the rest of your life so you have enough to where you never, ever have to go to work again unless you want to. It's a great feeling. Next thing is we're going to get level four rates of return. I'm going to show you how you don't have to settle for attempting to get the 10% a financial planner tells you you should get and how you should look to get 12% to 15% and above. Step four is knowing what your money is going to do. We're going to show you how you can take a good look and look at, do some things called income statements and balance sheets, and I'll show you a secret way around having to do most of that, so how you can look and know what your money's doing. Fifth step is the automatic money system. It's five steps. It's huge. It works. It's powerful, and you're going to be able to do your whole financial life around five simple steps. I'm going to make this very easy for you. Six steps, financial competence, intelligence, and responsibility. It's committing to taking responsibility for your own life, committing to your education. And the seventh step is to live debt-free, because John, as I told you, we're going to show the people on the next CD how they can become completely debt-free in 3 to 7 years. And when I say debt-free, folks, I don't mean just pay off the charge cards. I don't mean just pay off the cars. I also mean you will have no mortgage. And as we end this CD, think about how great your life would be if right now you had no payments whatsoever.
Now, I want to get one thing clear. Are you saying that this model you're describing has power even if I don't embark on, say, your kind of career in major real estate investing, even if I don't launch into a great entrepreneurial venture, even if I keep my corporate job, this program you're describing is going to be effective for me?
Absolutely. See, John, no matter how great I train, no matter how much information I give people who come to my seminars, I know that some of them are not going to go home and break through the fears and get out of the stories they need to do the really advanced investing. It's not for everybody. And you know what? That is cool. You don't have to. But if you lay the foundation, it makes no difference. And here's the other thing that's so important. Even if you move on to the bigger deals and the bigger stuff, you have to do this foundation. Because otherwise, if you don't do this true foundation, when you start to do things, you'll have no systems in place. When any hiccup comes in life, the market will eat you alive because you didn't know how to set yourself up. For a lot of people, the idea of doing something big may never go past the idea stage. But if you do this stuff, you'll be rich.
John Burley, thank you very much.